Are you ready to get rid of test anxiety? Welcome to ACNE Test, helping thousands eliminate test anxiety easily, quickly, and conveniently so you can take tests with confidence and peace of mind. I'm Craig Merriweather. You may have experienced test anxiety, that feeling of dread, worry, or fear that creeps up on us when we're faced with an exam. It's a silent struggle, often overlooked or even dismissed as mere nervousness. However, the reality is far more profound and potentially damaging. Test anxiety is a type of performance anxiety. It's characterized by an overwhelming fear or apprehension before or during a test, and this fear and anxiety can have profound and detrimental effects on academic performance, mental health, and overall well-being, and can greatly affect self-esteem and self-confidence. While some levels of stress can be motivating, that little bit of pressure gives you the energy to get the work done by the deadline, excessive anxiety can hinder performance and lead to negative outcomes. Test anxiety can manifest in physical symptoms, as you may well know, like sweating, trembling, or even feeling nauseous. But it's not just about feeling nervous. Test anxiety can significantly impact performance and hinder our ability to demonstrate what we know on a test. Maybe our mind goes blank when taking a test, or we start doubting our answers and second-guessing ourselves. And there may be cognitive symptoms such as racing thoughts or difficulty concentrating, or that negative self-talk loop that seemingly gets stuck in your head. And while test anxiety obviously creates problems in high schools and universities, test anxiety isn't just reserved for students. It can affect people of all ages and backgrounds, whether you are a high school student taking a standardized test or even the driving exam, or a university student defending their dissertation in front of a committee of professors, or a professional or someone in a trade like a plumber or electrician or an MRI tech facing a licensing or certification exam, or maybe an actor or a musician at an audition, someone going to a job interview or before giving a speech or presentation. This performance anxiety, this fear of failure, this nervousness about being judged can show up in all sorts of places. And the effects of test anxiety extend way beyond mere nervousness and worry. It can significantly impact academic and professional performance. And it seems like a no-brainer, but research has actually shown that individuals with high levels of test anxiety tend to perform worse on exams, have lower grades, and are more than likely to drop out of school or avoid career opportunities that require testing. But why do we experience test anxiety? Well, there's a variety of factors at play. For some, as I mentioned before, it might stem from a fear of failure or perfectionism, leading to unrealistic expectations and excessive self-pressure. While for others, it could be linked to past negative expectations and experiences, which create an automatic response of fear and avoidance, maybe expectations from parents or the school itself or teachers. Or there's a lack of confidence just in, you know, the abilities to take the test, and their skills at knowing what they're supposed to know for the test, or a fear of being judged. Additionally, external pressures from, you know, again, parents or teachers or friends, or the pressure to get in a good university or to start that career that they've been training for so many years and have spent so much money for school on. It all can contribute to this stress, this worry, this nervousness around taking that exam. And so what can we do to manage test anxiety? Well, there's no one-size-fits-all solution, but there are several strategies and techniques that individuals can employ to cope with and mitigate test anxiety. One approach is through preparation and planning, creating a study schedule, practicing relaxation techniques, and breaking down the material into manageable chunks can help alleviate some of the stress leading up to the exam. So actually, creating a study schedule with those relaxation techniques, 10 minutes to relax, 10 minutes to breathe deeply. Put that actually into the plan so you can start practicing how to reduce that anxiety if it comes up. Another strategy is cognitive restructuring. This is a fancy term which involves challenging and reframing negative thoughts and beliefs about exams. Instead of catastrophizing about failure or dwelling on past mistakes, individuals can learn to replace irrational thoughts and replace them with more realistic and empowering thoughts, such as focusing on strengths and past successes. An example might be maybe somebody saying to themselves, I'm going to fail this test. Replace that with, I studied really hard. I know the material backwards and forwards. I'm going to do just fine. Also, techniques like mindfulness and other relaxation techniques can also be effective in managing test anxiety. Practices like deep breathing, those big belly breaths into your abdomen, progressive muscle relaxation and guided imagery can help calm the nervous system. Literally, deep breathing and just visualizing a calm, peaceful place can help turn off the fight or flight stress response and reduce the physiological symptoms of stress, allowing individuals to approach exams with clearer and more focused mindset. Additionally, it's essential to take care of our physical well-being, getting enough sleep, eating healthfully, and engaging in regular exercise can all help reduce stress levels and improve cognitive function, making it easier to tackle exams with confidence. And be sure and watch your caffeine and sugar intake, because these are stimulants which can contribute to jitteriness and nervousness, and then you get that sugar or caffeine crash later on, which makes you feel tired and fatigued, which is not great going into an exam. So opt for balanced meals. Find out, maybe even working with a nutritionist, what your body needs to work at optimum levels so you sustain energy throughout the day. Look, sometimes despite our best efforts, test anxiety can still rear its head. In those moments, it's crucial to practice self-compassion and remind ourselves that it's okay to feel nervous. Taking slow, deep breaths into the belly, practicing mindfulness or visualizing a calm place, a peaceful place, maybe out in nature where you feel safe and at peace. Research has shown that this can all help to calm our nerves in the heat of the moment and, again, literally turn off the fight or flight stress response. And finally, it's essential to seek support when needed, whether it's talking to a trusted friend or a family member, a counselor, or a therapist. Reaching out for help can provide valuable perspective and coping strategies for managing test anxiety or just life anxiety. Now remember, you're not alone, and there are resources available to support you. Look, I know it's hard to think your way out of a thinking problem. I know it's hard to feel your way out of a feeling problem. And as I said before, there's not one cure-all strategy or technique that will help every single person struggling with test anxiety. But there are many research-proven skills, strategies, and techniques you can learn that will help you take back control of your stressed out nervous system and calm a panic and overwhelmed mind. I've struggled myself with anxiety and depression and watched my son struggle with test anxiety. And to help him and finally deal once and for all with my own issues, I spent years researching the strategies, techniques, and skills available to end test anxiety. Once I helped my son and I found peace of mind and body for myself, I realized I had a toolbox filled with research-proven methods for eliminating test anxiety easily, quickly, and conveniently. And to save you a lot of time and heartache, I put them all into a course called ACE Any Test, which you can find out more about just simply by going to aceanytest.com or clicking the link in the show notes. So I want to thank you for joining me on this journey to ending test anxiety. Remember, you are more than a test score, and your worth is not defined by a single exam. Keep striving, keep growing, and above all, keep believing in yourself. And as my gift to you, go to aceanytest.com, and there you can download for free 5 different recordings to program yourself for confidence. That's my gift to you. And if you or a loved one struggles with test anxiety, whether you get really nervous before an exam or an audition, a job interview, or giving a presentation or a speech in front of a bunch of people, a large audience, then check out ACE Any Test Online, the ACE Any Test Online training program. It's the most comprehensive course for test anxiety relief. Thanks again for listening, everyone. Have a great, great week. And here's to your success in all that you do.